With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. State policymakers in Libby today got an up-close look at how Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is managing chronic wasting disease in the white-tailed deer population in and around town. This comes after the 10th deer tested positive for the disease in the area since this spring. Aaron Bolton reports.
What I like to do is try to keep my workstation fairly clean. A lot of people want to set the head on the cutting board.
FWP's Neil Anderson is giving legislators an up-close and personal look at the inside of a decapitated deer head, specifically inside of its throat.
I want to cut a little bit closer here and just get that exposed so I can see the esophagus and you can see the neck. And if you look, you can see there's a little bit of connective tissue right here, and that's where I want to go.
Anderson is after the lymph nodes, which hold high concentrations of the prions or misfolded proteins that cause CWD. They'll be sent off for testing.
And that's about how big they are. They're about the size of a large kidney bean, if you will.
The disease is primarily transferred through animal-to-animal contact, but it can spread through feces, urine, and contaminated plant life. State lawmakers and members of the public that sit on the Interim Legislative Environmental Quality Council are here to get a better understanding of FWP's approach to managing CWD. EQC has oversight of it and other state agencies. Council member and Libby House Representative Steve Gunderson says he wants his counterparts to understand management for many reasons, but wants them to specifically keep in mind the economy of an area without much industry.
And Lincoln County is one of the premier hunting destinations, and if we don't get a handle on the CWD problem, it could devastate our whole hunting economy.
Libby isn't the first location in the state where CWD has been detected, but with 10 confirmed cases in town since the spring, it's becoming more likely that the disease has been in the area for some time. That could make management difficult. FWP hopes to keep the disease's prevalence under 5% of the deer population. FWP disease ecologist Emily Almberg says Libby being an urban area adds another layer of difficulty.
The one issue is that Libby is a pretty high density deer population, which is a little different from some of the other places we found it in the state. And so those conditions are conducive to transmission, pretty intense transmission, which could be driving prevalence, you know, higher and faster than we might see other places.
In order to understand the full scope of the disease's prevalence in the area, FWP plans to sample 400 deer in town and within a 10-mile radius. Anderson, who was showing EQC members the sampling process, says the agency has already begun trapping deer in town.
There's been some just general concern about, you know, how we're going to handle deer, and even some concern about, you know, we're going to be removing some does and orphaning fawns.
But Anderson says overall, most residents have been supportive. Some deer harvested during the ongoing archery season have come rolling into sampling stations as well. But rifle season, which begins in late October, will likely account for most of the agency's samples. FWP isn't the only one ramping up sampling efforts in the region. Idaho and British Columbia game managers are also stepping up their efforts this fall in response to the detections in Libby. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.